Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 198 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. In this episode of From Behind the Barbecue Front Lines, I talked to Robin Wong from Blood Brothers Barbecue in Houston, Texas. I wanted to talk to him because it seemed like they were rolling. They were really putting out a lot of food, and I wanted to find out specifically what was going on, if their hours had changed, and all the different things, if their menu had changed. But currently, they're still Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. till sold out. They were open one evening before, so that's gone. That's not there. Everything is takeout and to go. They want you to call them. I'll put the number below. They don't have an online ordering system. They have a form online you could fill out for large catering orders, but the online ordering system is not there. You call them. He talks about how they've set it up and how they've streamlined that whole system. So call your order in. The menu is essentially the same. I won't go over that. Robin will go over that in the interview. We also talk about the $10,000 they received from Kingsford Charcoal and the interesting things the customers are doing during this lockdown. I can't thank him enough for taking the time out of their busy schedule to get with me and give you this information. So hopefully it could help you if you're a restaurateur listening to this, or if you're a customer wanting to visit the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube channel, sponsored by Treaty Oak Distilling, as well as AJS Custom Cookers. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. Tons of stuff, all my podcasts, all my YouTube stuff. Additional content, lists on where to buy barbecue across the United States, get it shipped to you, where to get meat shipped to you across the United States, restaurants closures, openings, just trying to stay on top of what's all going on right now. Hope you guys are staying safe. Enjoy. And I can see that you're a chef because you have a burn on your arm.
That's the oven. It wasn't even that bad of a burn, and it left a scar.
Good afternoon, or good, I guess it's semi-evening for you. How are you doing?
Doing all right, man. You know, things aren't too bad for us here. It's just mentally exhausting. This whole thing is just, It just wears you down, you know? But we're doing okay here.
Now, are you guys open the same amount of days as you were before?
Yeah, the only thing is we're not opening for dinner service, which was only one night a week anyway. Mm-hmm. But the whole deal with our dinner service was kind of like a bar atmosphere, like, you know, beer specials and bar food. Yeah. not meats by the pound or anything, but since you can't have people getting together and sitting at the bar, we just shut it down.
So when this all happened, did you guys take a week, like, any time off to kind of step back and see what's going on? Or
no, we didn't. I know some people did. We didn't do it. You know, barbecue isn't like I don't want to say fine dining, but you know, barbecue, you're used to packing stuff up to go. So we just amped up on our to-go supplies, our disposables. And instead of having like a condiment station where the pickles and onions and everything are, we're pre-packing all that. No sauce on the table. You know, we're pre-packing sauce. So that's kind of exhausting too, packing up a million 2-ounce sauce things, you know.
Do you find that you go, because I was on that Texas A&M call about a week ago, and they were talking, I guess some people were saying that they go through actually less sauce now than they did before.
We go through a lot more because we have people get frustrated about our sauce on the table because we've got these little rubber, like they're pour spouts, but they're, you know, the sauce is kind of thick, so you really got to shake the hell out of them to get the sauce out.
Okay.
And people are like, oh, well, can't you put a different spout on there? And we're like, no, because we want you to work for it to get the sauce out, because you know it, in Texas we kind of are of the opinion that you shouldn't use that much sauce.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know, so when people are drowning stuff in sauce, we're kind of like, you know, well, you're not really appreciating the barbecue, you know. But now we're giving away, like I said, a 2-ounce portion with everything.
So for you guys, it's completely different. Yeah
So we're giving everybody sauce, like it's already in the bag before you even ask for it. So yeah, we're going through a lot more, but at the same time, it's exposing people to the sauce that maybe they didn't really try it before.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever, I'm mistaken if I don't know, like, did you guys ever sell the sauce?
Yeah, we sell the sauce. We actually sell a decent amount of sauce, but yeah, what we've noticed through this whole experience is that, you know, we're only open for lunch service, and a lot of people might live on the other side of town, can't make it here for lunch. And now that they're at, you know, stay home, they're coming out and they're like, I've been wanting to come here for so long and never been able to make it. So we've made a lot of new customers.
That's a plus,
which is great. Yeah. And then, you know, the support of our regulars has been amazing.
That's huge. And I found that with barbecue, that's such, so important that there are so many regulars, and that it shows too. It gives you a chance to really appreciate those people. Like, not that you were before, but, you know, there's mayhem, there's the restaurant life, but now it's kind of, it's different now. So do you think people, they can get to you guys quicker because of no traffic?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, because, you know, Houston's so spread out.
Yeah, yeah, like L.A.
And so to get, yeah, exactly. So, like, to get even something that's 20 miles away can sometimes take 45 minutes. And now it's, you know,
it's the actual time it should have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's legitimate.
So yeah, people are super excited. They're like, man, I can finally get over here and try it out. And some of our regulars, we had a guy come, I think we're only open 5 days, but he came 6 days in a row.
Because awesome.
He was like, I'm going to work my way through your menu.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because, you know, we have daily features here. If you're, you know, if you're a regular 9-to-5er and you can only get over on Thursdays, well, you've only had the Thursday specials. Mm-hmm. We have other specials every day of the week. So, yeah, some of these guys are like, I'm going to work through everything that you guys have. And
that's a good, cool thing, actually. If someone's listening to this and it's before, like, this whole COVID thing kind of breaks completely and you have your regular life again or semi-regular, it'd be nice to do that through your restaurant because that would be...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ideal, and it's a fun little challenge to give yourself. It's
like, yeah, we're like, man, you've been here every day. Here's a free shirt. It's cool. It's cool because we see these guys. We're like in the kitchen. You know, Queel come back in the kitchen. It's like that guy's been here every day this week. And
that's
like, give him a shirt, man. Give that guy something.
That's really cool. Know? That's awesome. And were people apprehensive at first about coming in?
No.
I'm trying to get the lay of the land because some places, then there's places too that I've talked to in Georgia and different places that they're not even opening at all, or they're opening for limited curbside. But do you guys do curbside too, or just to go?
We can if they request it. Okay. Like if someone's like, I don't want to come in, can you bring it to my car? Because we were doing the dinner service, we actually have handhelds. And, you know, we did pop-ups and things.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have handhelds. So that wasn't an issue at all. We already had them. It's 1 out of 20 that says I don't want to come inside.
And do people like you on your website? Is it an email service or is it? I was trying to figure out the to go a couple of days ago. I was looking at it. Do you guys have like a?
Our online ordering is the same that it's always been.
Okay.
It's really just for big orders. So what we just tell people is to call in.
So that's what you recommend, calling it.
Yeah, but if you call in at 11:15 and say I'm not picking it up till 2:00. We're making it as soon as you call because, you know, we can't like hold food for you until, you know,
you're making it for per order. So there's not, there's not that semblance of, but that's, and that makes sense. So you call in an order and come on and get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we haven't had any issues. I think we kind of screwed up maybe a couple orders when this whole thing started, like, you know, something was missing in a bag or, just because the process, we hadn't gotten the process down quite right with doing that many, you know, orders from the phone, orders from the counter, orders, you know, from all over the place. So it kind of got a little bit confusing, but we've got a good system now.
Do you think that going forward, like in 3 or 4 months, it'll change how you'll have your to-go system? Like you'll have a separate, maybe separate thing. So that way, because you'll be doing a lot more to-go. Obviously, you're doing so much now. It's a good training for something.
Yeah, what we've learned is how to package stuff, how to get it from the kitchen to the bag. But
it's more fun to eat at the restaurant.
Yeah, well, I mean, people will probably be upset once this is over that they still want to call their orders in, but we're not going to do that. I mean, barbecue restaurants don't operate that way. You know, we always say it's not fair to the people that are standing in line. If you jump on the phone and order 5 pounds of meat and you just walk in and leave, it's not fair.
No,
you know?
No, not at all.
So they're going to be upset. They're going to be like, well, last week I was able to do this and now you're saying I can't do it. And I'm like, yeah, because we're back to normal now.
The world changes. The world's changing.
Now you have to get back in line.
So you're open 5 days a week. Do you open still 11 or is it 10?
11.
And so 11 till, are you guys selling out?
We're selling out, but we're also not cooking as much. Just trying to keep our costs down.
Are you not serving as many items too? Did you pare the menu down a bit?
We're not doing some of the, like a lot of people are upset. We're not doing the Thai sticky ribs, the peanut butter ribs right now.
Okay.
We're not doing a couple of the sides. So it's a little bit more of a minimal menu, but we are still doing most everything. Like we were doing a lot more sandwiches and things like that, stuff that are easier to pack.
And that travel stuff, better,
Yeah, stuff that's running out of the kitchen instead of the front. That's what we've learned through this is like the kitchen is running a lot more food, probably twice as much food as it used to be.
Wow. Are you more tired?
Yeah, because that's me.
I thought it was you.
So yeah, but it's been great because normally we'll have like one sandwich or one feature that comes out of the kitchen. Now we've got four at a time. There's two of us back there in the kitchen, and I'll have two items, and the other guy will have two items, and I think that we'll continue to try to do the kitchen that way from this point forward.
And that's nice. Like, did you, when this first happened, were you wondering how this would work out, or did you kind of have faith that you have enough customers? And I was just curious as to what your mindset was as soon as this was really starting to kind of get momentum, that when the rodeo got shut down.
When the rodeo got shut down, we took a hit because people were scared. Because you have to understand, in Houston, the rodeo is, I don't know how to explain it, man. It's like everything.
Yeah.
You know,
I was talking to JC about it, and he's like, that's when people went, wait a second.
That's when people were like, what's going on? Because it's like, oh, South by Southwest is canceled. It's like, those Austin people.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Whatever. We still got our rodeo. Screw them. You know, and then boom, rodeo. Then it's like, oh, man, this is for real, you know?
I think some people, too, the NBA, when the NBA got canceled,
right?
That's when they're like, wait a second, this is kind of real.
Yeah, it was, and it just happened like, boom, 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 like rodeo, March Madness, then NBA, then MLB, you know.
Yeah.
And then
the Olympics, and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah. But yeah, I think here locally, like we were nervous initially, but our customers and our regulars, they were still coming in. And so we were like, okay, as long as we still have them, we'll be okay. We're just going to take our pars down a little bit.
And people, it seems like with barbecue, they're used to waiting in line. Like it's in Texas. Texas has created a culture where you'll wait 2 hours for food, or an hour, or 10 minutes, like 15 minutes. People get used to that. So waiting in line for some to go, like, or getting to go and supporting local, it's very unique. But I was worried about all you guys in general at first, and then I started to see what people were doing, and then I saw that you guys were like steamrolling ahead, and I'm like, okay, I guess it's starting.
You know, so that's what happened is like some of these regulars would come in and they'd be like, I'm going to order for the week.
Oh.
So they wouldn't be ordering just for lunch. They would order, you know.
That makes sense.
5 pounds, 10 pounds at a time.
Because you could do so much with that, yeah.
Or they'd say like, I'm going to go give some to my friends and blah, blah, blah. So we were still selling, you know, we're still selling a good amount of protein, a good amount of product, just because it's less customers, but they're ordering more.
And are people later in the day calling and saying, what do you guys have left kind of thing? Is that, do you guys?
Yeah, I mean, the phone rings off the hook.
Okay.
Like, we actually changed our phones. Like, we had a landline, and God, it's just so hard to hear. And my brother was like, can't we just get a cell phone? And so we killed the landline and just transferred it to a cell phone. That way you can have a Bluetooth and a headset.
Oh, that's smart.
Which actually, it works out so much better than having, you know, put a phone up to your ear, you know, and it's hard to hear. Yeah. So we switched it over to a mobile phone.
That's cool. At the bottom of this, I'm going to put that new number so that way people can.
It's the same number.
Oh, it's the same number. Oh, it just transferred it to a cell. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, I'll let people know that that's the way you order, because some places don't want calls at all. Some, I talked to a couple of people that like, don't call us at all. We just want online orders.
Yeah. The online ordering thing is tricky.
You have to connect it to a POS system properly.
Yeah, and like, you really want to talk to someone. Mm-hmm. Like, with barbecue, you really want to talk.
I agree.
Talk to someone and confirm the order to make sure. Because some people are, I'm ordering for four people, and they'll order 8 pounds of meat. And it's like,
wait a second.
That's way too much, you know? And they're like, no, that's good. And I'm like, no, that's way too much, you know? And then they're, you know, their bill's like $200, so yeah, it's always good. We like to talk to them and make sure.
Well, that's important. I've ordered a couple, like, from my friend up in Seattle. I've ordered from places, and I felt kind of wary, wondering, like, is he going to get what I ordered? Because I don't know. And so that's actually a great tip for people too that haven't opened yet across the country that want to open. I think the phone call thing is smart, and then doing the Bluetooth with a cell phone, that's awesome. Do you talk about the Kingsford thing? I had just randomly seen that. How did that Kingsford thing turn out?
the Kingsford thing, we saw that. I don't know if you saw Daddy Duncan's got it.
Yeah, yeah.
First, and that was like right when this all went down. And we were like, oh, that's cool, you know, Kingsford's doing that. And then I randomly got an email.
This is like an angel project kind of thing? They just contact people?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not Kingsford. It's their, I guess, whoever handles their marketing.
So they contacted you?
Yeah. And they were just like, hey, guys, you've been hand-selected. You know, we've looked you up. We looked into your company, and we're wondering if you would be interested in free money. And I'm like, yeah, you know, sure. Yeah,
exactly. That's so crazy. Okay, because I saw that, like, Blood Sos here in Los Angeles, they got it. And I saw it, like, someplace in Michigan or something, and I was like, it was interesting. I always wondered what the process was, if people were asking or if it was...
Yeah. So, they're looking up, like I said, it's 25 places,
yeah.
10,000 apiece, all across the U.S. So, two of them here in Houston, which is pretty cool. But, yeah, they're going through and just looking up people, and I guess if they like the story or... like what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There were no criteria. She just said,
so interesting.
We like what you guys are doing and we want to support you. And I was like, awesome, you know.
That's killer.
And it just so happened when they called or emailed, I was looking, Queen and I were talking about trying to find some kind of a brand ambassadorship with some charcoal companies. You know, we've used BNB, we've used Fogo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we use Kingsford. So I actually just reached out to B&B and Fogo, and they hadn't responded. And so I was about to reach out for Kingsford when they contacted us. And so I was like telling the lady, I was like, yeah, I was about to contact you. You know, we want to see if we can be brand ambassadors. And she was like, well, we don't handle that.
Oh.
But she was like, I'll shoot that over to whoever I can.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I was like, well, if you're going to send us this money, I want to represent you guys, yeah, you know?
And pay it forward.
Like, tell me what do I need to do? And she was like, nothing. You don't need to do anything. And I'm like, well, I still want to do something.
And maybe down the line, maybe that'll be something that's a neat thing. And I'll keep that in, because I didn't know if that was something that people, not everyone knew about, but I'd love for people to know that Kingsford is reaching out and doing this.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing to do. It's a really...
It's really...
For a corporation to do that, that's awesome.
But, you know, it is... A big part of what the barbecue community is, you know, and that's cool that they're, like you said, they're a big corporation, but it seems like they still got their finger, like, you know, with the people, you know, like they're still there, like taking care of the folks, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's almost hard to believe in these days, but it really does show their true colors, and it shows that there's a lot of people in that company that are passionate about barbecue, not just the home cooks or not just the competition guys and stuff. Wow, that's awesome. Is there anything else that you want to say to let people know, or any advice that you can give other restaurateurs or customers?
Well, you know, so in Houston, they're starting to open up dining rooms. They're 25% initially, and I think in a couple of weeks, 50%. I don't know if that's national, but...
It's not national yet. We're not that way yet.
Okay, yeah, because so like we're... but we're not. We're not opening our dining room, you know, and a lot of restaurants here in town are like, no, we're not going to.
Yeah,
just because they say we can, we're not going to, you know. We do have 6 tables on the patio, and they're pretty well spaced out. So we're opening up the 4 on the corners.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people are like, oh, we got to open up. We got to start, you know, pumping the economy and stuff. But, you know, the health and safety of your staff and your customers, I think, outweighs
that.
Like if we can keep doing okay by not opening the dining room, like, we're just going to keep pushing that, you know? And I just think some people are getting a little too anxious.
Yes.
And I understand money's a big part of that. But for those that can, I tell people, like, you know, it's better to be safe now.
Yeah, and get to a point where, do you think in your mind, is there a point when it's like more 50 to 75% of the occupancy, or just when you feel like the amount of infections are so low in Houston area? I think that's kind of a gauge. It's a smart gauge.
That's the thing. We're just looking at the numbers, because it hasn't really gone down.
No, and I think Dallas is rising, I think, or something. I think I saw it today. So it's, you know, and LA is just kind of stagnant, and they're just trying to...
Houston's a big city, and I think we did a pretty good job of you know, keeping people safe. People take it pretty seriously.
In the end, I'm just glad you guys are safe. All you guys are all good, right? So you said none of your family members and friends at all.
No, but we're not going out. We're you know, just home and to the grocery store, and that's it.
Also, too, do you guys sell gift cards online?
Well, not online. I don't have a way to do it online, I don't think.
But people can call in and get them?
Yeah, they can call in and get them. And we can send a digital gift card, or it can send a gift card to someone's phone. We also have physical cards.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, you do that. Okay, that's rad. Okay, that's cool. And then also, too, your merch, you guys are just selling it in store right now? Or?
So with the merch, people always ask, and I'll just message them directly. Like if someone says, hey, how can I get some merch? I'll message them directly.
They can Venmo you?
Yeah, and we actually use PayPal.
Oh, cool. And you send them an invoice.
I'll send them a PayPal invoice, and then I'll get the address, and I'll mail it. But it's not, we don't have an online store or anything. Mm-hmm. So I usually just ask, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a shirt or a hat? And they're like, oh, okay, a hat. Well, then I'll just send them a bunch of pictures and like pick one because I'm sure, you know, we have so many different colors and everything. And sometimes we have some, sometimes we don't. Yeah. So it's kind of easier to just kind of be like, these are the ones we have right now, you know?
Cool. Well, that's just another small way to support you guys. I'm just trying to figure out brainstorm ways to help all you guys. So that, I think that would help out too. Like little bits. And
yeah. We have people message us all the time. Like, hey, I want to support you guys. I'm in, Missouri, and I love watching your stuff, but I can't eat your food, but I want to buy a hat, you know. I'm like, yeah, cool, I can do that. Nice. Send up stuff.
Rad. Okay, well, say hi to the rest of the guys, and thank you for taking the time.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right, have a good evening.
All right, you too.
Stay safe.